I'm Mercy Rock. You've probably seen me playing the flute over there. That's really loud. And I am the sister of Rachel and Bobby Locklear, and the mom to the four Rock kids that y'all have probably seen running around here. So this morning I just wanted to read a story about church, my experience with church. I grew up in a church that was particularly focused on externals. Looking good on the outside was of paramount importance. Follow the rules because appearance is everything was the underlying message I received from my former church. When everyone is primarily concerned with appearances, there is little occasion for authentic relationships between people. Especially after I was married, I had an increasingly harder time making a connection between church and God. I wanted to be seen as a good person, so I followed the rules at church, but at home there was a growing void in my life. I wondered why I even existed. I believed God was real, but he was distant and certainly not pleased with me. Boredom, guilt, and fear alternately colored my spiritual life at home, and then I quit trying to have a spiritual life at all. You can imagine that when I began to encounter serious strain in my marriage, the spiritual state did not serve me well. The disaster that was going on in my home became noticeable to my extended family. But we went to church every time the doors were open, and not one person at church noticed anything was wrong. Our lives were filled with total brokenness, and nobody at church even suspected. On September 12, 2013, when God turned me to himself, the first person I called on was my little sister, Rachel. I didn't realize it at the time, but Rachel and Bobby had been praying for us for months and seeking counsel from others on how to help us. My former church leadership was decidedly unhelpful when I went to them, and our family encouraged us to begin attending Grace. What followed was a time of healing for me. Change didn't come quickly or easily at first, but then I began to experience steady progress in my knowledge of God and relationship with him. I remember with clarity a day when I realized that God was my greatest satisfaction. Finally, after years of emptiness, I knew with certainty that God was with me and for me and that he would always be enough for me. Unfortunately, my husband continued to wander farther from God in spite of all the discipleship we were both receiving. My marriage was still marked with distress as he stayed on a destructive path. However, I am grateful for those years of relative peace when I was able to grow in faith, learn how to reach the hearts of my children, and become drawn into a circle of the best friends. Our friends are affectionately known as the Framley, thanks to Carly. Framley is an apt description for these friends who are truly like a family. Over the last couple of years, I've experienced unconditional love where gentle rebuke is given and received with grace. Everyone needs friends who will lovingly speak truth instead of concealing it to win favor. The night that the news came out, that my marriage was ending, our friends rallied around us. They attempted to rescue my husband from the spiritual darkness enveloping him. The way our friends and church rose up against the horror facing us was a shining light in the darkness. The outcome we had hoped for didn't happen, but God was unforgettably magnified in my eyes as I witnessed his church in action. When my children pray, they thank God for the way the church and our friends have always helped us. What a gift my kids have been given to grow up knowing that this is the way God designed his church to be. We have not walked through this messy year alone. Our church family has linked arms with us and propelled us forward towards Christ. Last year, I finally lost hope that one day I would have a partner who loved God, loved my children, and loved me. At first, it seemed I couldn't bear it, the knowledge that what I had always longed for would never be. But God picked me up every single time. When I thought my feet were slipping, his steadfast love held me up. A couple of weeks ago, I read in 1 Corinthians, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." I know I'm far from the only person who has lived this at Grace. Not only has the church body blessed us, but our church leadership has manifested God's love as well. Rich has given me incomparable counsel and treated me as a sister and a friend, which is far removed from my former pastoral experience. And I've learned much from his thorough preaching of the word that has opened my eyes to the wonder of knowing God. If you pray for my family, please pray that my mind and heart will be so transformed and renewed through God's word that I will know the way I should go. Pray that the thoughtful people who have helped the children and me will be able to continue to effectively lead us. Please especially pray for God's protection over my children. I thank all of you who have done things to help us. We have received many genuine expressions of love, large and small, and each one warmed our hearts. Each act of kindness became an opportunity for the kids and me to thank God and praise Him for His compassion. God has not only carried us through our suffering, but provided us with many times of abiding joy as well. In some ways, this past year has been beautiful. I'm filled with gratitude when I look back on all of it. It's been over a year since my family experienced this loss. I look forward to my future with a healing and a hopeful heart. I've already seen God's sovereign hand in both our losses and gains, and I'm learning to trust Him to sustain me and provide for me in whatever comes my way. The Lord has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy and dealt bountifully with me. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you.